What up? This is Jay Easy, and you're listening to You Heal Me. When you hear what I'm gonna say, I'm sure you won't be able to turn your head away. 'Cause what I'm gonna talk about, nobody wants to be without.
This is food for thought for all you heathens. Too many coke riders and bottom feeders.
Alright, what up? I am back at it. I wanted to record it earlier, but I wanted to watch these elimination games. Well, you know what? Wait up though. Before we get into that, your boy is out there. You know what I mean? I've been on YouTube doing a podcast, but your boy is now out there. You can find me at youhealme.podomatic.com, right? And we on iTunes. Just search your boy Jay Easy, J-A-Y-3-A-S-Y. And Google. I want a Google Play. I'm out there. You feel me? So, yeah, man. You know, I've been trying to do that since we started. I finally got it up, finally got it cracking. So, hey man, it's more than one way to find your boy. So, you know, do that. Find me there. And you know what? I know you guys appreciate me. You know, I know you're trying to hog me all to yourselves. But share your boy. Wait. You know what? That sounded, you know, whatever. Share the links is what I mean. Share that I'm on YouTube, iTunes, Podomatic, and Google Play. Yeah, I'm pumped. I don't care what you say. I did it. Y'all know I've been trying to do this since the beginning, and I finally got it done. So, and I'm trying to get it on Spotify. So, once I get that going, you know, I'll let y'all know, cause I'm out here. But yeah, like I was saying, I wanted to record this one. I was like, I'm gonna record, but then the elimination games was coming up. So I was like, let me wait till after these games before I start talking trash about the Sixers and the Celtics and Cleveland and Toronto. Now, I just watched the Sixers. They avoided the sweep. They're down 3-1. They just won in Philly. I don't know. You know, I still think Boston's going to win that series. I don't know how many games the Sixers can pull out, but that Boston team, that's just a good coach team. I mean, they once they lost Kyrie, I thought it was a wrap for them. You know, I thought it was like, man, they're just going to pack it up, pack it in. But what's his name? Brad Stevenson? Sorry, I'll look it up later. You know, that's a coach, man. That is a good coach, and that should be your coach of the year. Who else is in the runnings for it? I'm not sure. But if Brad Stevens isn't the coach of the year, you know, something's up. And the thing about the end of the season reward, the awards, they should happen at the end of the season. Because it's hard not to factor in what we're seeing in the playoffs for people that are going up for these awards. Right? So, like, right now you were talking about Ben Simmons and, you know, Donovan Mitchell. I said Donovin Mitchell all the way, but if you fact you got to look at what's going on in the playoffs because the awards aren't given out yet. So by looking at that, it's Donovan Mitchell. No question. Ben Simmons had 1 point the other night. I don't think it's been a minute before, you know, I talked to you, but one of the games he had 1 point. The stat sheet says it's even made to be plural. You're not even supposed to have 1 point. The stat sheet says S. It has an S on it. How many points did you have? Man, I had 1 point. Come on now. Donovan Mitchell, man. You know, I think the playoffs are finally getting to him. Because, you know, you make it past that first round, you're dealing with a different animal now. So you're starting to go against the Rockets. You're going against a better team. And maybe he put out too much. I mean, he's still balling. Don't get me wrong. He's not playing terribly. But maybe he just put too much energy into that first round against the Thunder. I mean, he still looks good, don't get me wrong, but It's like it's starting to get to him. It's like he's starting to, you know, starting to wear down a little bit. And, you know, everybody knows that that's their guy. So, yeah, he's starting to wear down a little bit. I don't got them getting past Houston. Houston has too much firepower. Since the last time I talked to you guys, Steph Curry has came back for the Golden State Warriors. And like I said, man, this when he steps on the court, he energizes everything. Like, that's just a totally different... That was already a nice team. I told you that was a good team without him. With Steph Curry, once he started hitting those threes, man, that... And if he's at home, that first that whole building turns up. Then his team turns up. So, yeah. The Pelicans, against any other team, they're probably going to win. Anthony Davis is a monster. Now, he's a monster. And he's going to... You can see he's got stronger. He's more confident. He's killing. Like, he's killing. Like, he's just going to get better. But the Golden State Warriors are too much. They got this guy on their team named Kevin Durant, man. And they had Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is what? 7'12"? Like, how tall is Anthony Davis? Kevin Durant shot right over him. No problem. Buckets. Bang. Every time. Bang. People regarding Kevin Durant like they used to, like Shane Battier used to do Kobe Bryant, put the hand right in the face. I don't understand. That is amazing to me. You know, any player that can do that, hit that shot with the hand right in their face, bang, Kevin Durant. Like, man, that's just a team that I'm telling you. Like I said it. That's why I said I like having this podcast, because I can say I told you so, and I'm gonna tell you I told you so, because I love to. but that Golden State team, man, that's your championship team. Now, let's get down to the Toronto Raptors. I just got done watching this game. I didn't even finish watching it. I stopped at like the third quarter because LeBron James was just doing LeBron James stuff to him. Man, the Raptors, man, is just, we all knew. Well, I told you so again. That I just didn't have faith in them. It's just they do the same thing every year. Saying they one of the top in the East, run into the Cavs, and fold like laundry. That was corny, but whatever. But they do that. They do that, and they did it again. They got swept by Cleveland. How you the number one seed and get swept? Frauds, man. It's time to blow that team up. You know, Bron hit a couple buzzer beaters. Now, you know, all credit to Bron. Like I told you about the ties and shooting when you're tied and shooting when you're down. You're still great buckets. But that coach, man, I'm like, what? Okay, so last second shot. I'm pretty sure that LeBron James, the greatest player walking this planet, is going to get the ball. He has the rookie on him. Like, why is that even a thought? Like, I sometimes don't understand NBA coaching. You got the rookie on the greatest player walking this planet. And then I think one of those buzzer beaters, he had his best player, DeMar DeRozan, on the bench. Now, DeMar DeRozan, he played some good defense. I'd have put DeMar on LeBron James. Like, what? First of all, why is he on the bench? I don't care if he's having an off night or what. This is our guy. If this is your guy, you got to go with him. You know, even if your team, you know, brings it back for a little bit, it's crunch time. Hey, you know what? I know you're not having a good, you know, the best game, but hey, let's go. And that's a confidence thing for your star, too, because you're going to need him. So if you guys get past that game, you know, and you didn't even put your star in, yeah, you won that game, but you might have lost your star, like, mentally. Like, because now that's all you're going to hear. Man, they did that with him on the bench. Now he thinking, dang, coach ain't even trust me. Like, even if you don't win, but you put him on the floor, you know, he's thinking, all right, well, you know what, coach trusted me. Coach, you know, I got to do better this game. You know, he came out this game, was game four of the sweep? Him and Kyle Larry, you know they're gonna disappear, man. They disappeared. I don't know if LeBron took their heart. It, like third quarter, it was a third quarter started, and I can just tell by the body language. That first couple shots didn't go in. It was over mentally. Like the game was over. So, you know, Toronto folded. Like we know. A couple y'all said, I don't know. Watch out for them Raptors. Well, guess what? It's a wrap, Tur. This series is a wrap. The Craptors. The Toronto Craptors. You know, man, you know, and Drake, like I don't like Drake at basketball games because he's too close. Like I think the NBA finally said something. But he's too involved in the game. He's too involved in the game. Like even Spike Lee, they're like he's more like Drake is OD. Like Drake feels like I mean, I guess he does run Toronto because it's not, you know, much up there. But I don't want to say that because I've never been in Toronto. But I guess he feels like he can do whatever he wants in that stadium. I mean, he's way too close to the players, like talking trash. I mean, that's cool to talk trash, but he's like, yo, come on, man, you got to back up. That's not even cool. So I'm glad you got Drake out of there. I'm not the biggest Drake fan. I mean, I think he's talented, but I'm just not the biggest Drake fan overall. I think he's kind of corny. I'm glad to see him gone. Bye, Drake. Sit down. So Boston and the Sixers got one more game. Toronto. Yeah, Toronto's going to be chilling. Toronto's going to be chilling, and so is Cleveland going to be waiting for the winner. I think it's going to be Boston and Cleveland, but the Sixers versus Cleveland will be a better series entertainment wise because Boston they're a good team but they don't really have any stars. Like you want to see the stars play, you know what I mean? Like even though Boston is a good team, don't get me wrong, Tatum and Brown and all of Rozier, all of them are great players, but you want to see the stars. I want to see Ben Simmons versus LeBron. I want to see Embiid versus I guess it's everybody versus LeBron because Cleveland. Yo, one thing about Cleveland too, their supporting cast stepped it up, man. I was feeling sorry for LeBron, how much he was having to do. J.R. Smith, everybody showed up. Kevin Love, of course. Kevin Love, he stopped shooting all those threes and started going to the basket, and then that opens up his three. Like he used to start out from the three, and then stay at the three. You know what I mean? But Kevin Love is a power forward, so he's quick. He's quick to be a power forward, so he would drive to the basket, get some buckets there. Then they'll he get the ball, people back up because he's driving. Oh, okay, bang three. Man, Kevin Love stepped it up. I'm good to see that because a lot of people was talking trash about him. I hate when people that don't hoop talk a lot of trash. But yo, you don't know, you know what I mean? Don't disrespect him like that. I mean, if you know, call him out for not showing up, of course. You can go ahead and call people out for not showing up. But don't be disrespectful, man. These guys are professional basketball players. They can run circles around any of us. I mean, I'm talking trash about DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Larry. But, you know I can't beat them one-on-one. So it's only going to go so far. These guys are in the league for a reason. I'm talking about playoff time, though. Playoff time. I don't know. I might can take them. No, I can't. But yeah, this is a good series. This is a good playoffs. Period. And we're gonna see. Run up, boom. Then we gonna see. Shut up, Drake. Man, shut up, Drake. Sit down. That was my playoff. Rant. What else happened, man? What's been going? Kanye West has been. Since the last time I talked to you guys, Kanye West has been, you know, being Kanye West. And he's ruffled a lot of feathers. Just by the saying that, you know, slavery was a choice. You think he said something like, what, 400 years? That sounded like it was a choice. Now, let me say this. Because a lot of people, I put it on Facebook. A lot of people get up. Because when you type and you text something, just like he did when he tweeted it, You can take it a little wrong. Now, I'm not defending Kanye West's statements at all, but I understood it. I understood it. Now, hear me out before you cut off the podcast. I understood it. And you hear a lot of people saying this. I said this as soon as I heard it, but you hear a lot of people saying it now. Now, what he said was very insensitive. That was the problem with it. When you say something, when you talk about slavery, man, you got to understand that it strikes an emotion immediately. Immediately. So you got to be really careful about what you say after you say you start talking about slavery. Like, you gotta be careful about that. Now, he said it sounds like a, you know, 400 years sounded like it was more of a choice. It was a choice, you know what I mean? People like, slavery wasn't a choice. That's not what he was saying. Like I said, I don't agree with it. But he's like, you know, he was basically saying, you know, hey, why didn't you make a choice to do something about your situation? You gotta realize, you know, what Kanye is trying to get at. Well, what I think he's trying to get at. This is my interpretation of it. Now, whatever Kanye's, you know, explanation is in this crazy little, I ain't gonna call it crazy because that's disrespectful. If you don't understand something, never, you shouldn't call it crazy. Like, just say I don't understand it. You know what I mean? Calling something crazy is, see, just, you know, whatever. But, you know, some slaves jumped off, like on a trip. Some slaves was like, nah, I'm not doing this. This is not, they either fought back or they jumped the ship. They're like, yo, I know I'm gonna die, but I'd rather die than do this. Now, that's a choice. That was the choice that they made. They made a choice. And now, not saying that those, like, that was an easy choice, but that was a choice. You know what I mean? Some slaves even fought back. You know, knew that this was bull. That's a choice. Like, yo, I might die. You know, I might die, but listen, I'd rather die than keep doing this. I'd rather die than keep seeing my family go through this. I'd rather go for it. You know what I'm saying? That was a choice that some of the slaves made. And a lot of people are like, yo, some people were born into slavery and they didn't know nothing. That's all they knew. And some, like, that's true, man. That is definitely true. And some of them were born into slavery and seeing that, hey, this isn't it, man. This isn't right. And I'm not for it. And they made a choice. And some of them lost their lives. So yeah, I mean, it was very insensitive, but I mean, call a spade a spade. It's what I like to do. I always take my emotion out of anything and try to. Cause when you let your emotions, you don't think clearly when you're emotional. Like, we all know that you don't think the best when you're emotional. So, oh man, that was a tough pill. Even I caught it a little bit. I'm like, oh man. And here's the thing: if you don't agree with something, listen, just keep it moving. Like, you ain't gotta, don't let somebody say mess up your day. Like, I heard it and I was like, dumb, but I got it. And then I just kept going. Then I got on Facebook and I seen my, cause I said, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't say I agree, but my, you know, he was going at me. He was going at me like I said it. I was like, okay, whatever. But just like their comments didn't affect me, that's his comments shouldn't affect you. I was just saying, you know, my thoughts. That was it. Like, people really got emotional. I saw a study that said, you know, the strains of marijuana that we are smoking today is feminizing the male. The male is being feminized. And I really believe that that's happening, and it sucks, guys, because you guys are very, very emotional. But yeah, so like, listen, if you know, if you don't agree, just keep it moving, man. Don't let something like that mess up your day. And you know, I watched a couple interviews after that. You know, T.I. was on the Breakfast Club. I like watching the Breakfast Club. T.I., yo, I love, man, T.I. is that dude, man, because instead of you know, firing back on social media, you know, a lot of us, of course, don't have the access, but a lot of the celebrities do. And he talked to Kanye. He went to talk to him. Like, people don't even talk anymore. Like, yo, I just want to you know, see where you're coming from. I don't agree with you, but you know, let's talk about it. Like, we don't even talk about anything no more just because we disagree. Am I preaching right now? I don't even be preaching. It's supposed to be funny, but whatever. But yeah, T.I. was like, yo, even T.I. said, I get where you're coming from, but nah. Even Lupe Fiasco. So these are people that just think a little bit. I don't want to go at anybody that got offended of it, but just take time back. Just think a little bit. You know, check your emotions at the door, especially on the internet. But how are we going to be emotional on the internet? It's like a lot of people was hurt by that Kanye West, you know, statement and what he's been saying because of, you know, what he meant to us back in the day. But Kanye hasn't been that Kanye in a long time. Like, we've been seeing the change in Kanye. Now I ain't saying let him go, but he shouldn't, you know, that shouldn't have hurt your heart that bad. Like, damn, Kanye tripping. Like, that's all I said. Man, Kanye tripping. What time the game come on? Like, that was my whole reaction. You know what I mean? Then I said, oh, I get it. Whatever. He's being Kanye. He's being Kanye. He, you know, and I don't get, you know, I think Kanye is a very smart person. I did my quotation fingers when I did that. I think Kanye is a very smart person because a lot of things he say is ahead of time. Like, he is. He's ahead of it. Like, when he was ranting about the whole clothing fashion industry. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, Kanye. Shut up and make some shoes or whatever you do. Make some music. But now I get it. You know, he felt like he was being held to one thing when he could do many more. You know, he's talking about how he's always introduced as the rapper Kanye West. You know what I mean? Like, yo, just call me Kanye West because I do a lot more than rap. And he feels that when you say the rapper, is almost a negative stereo, you know, almost a negative stereotype. Like, oh, he's a rapper, so don't take what I say after this, you know, as serious. You see what I'm saying? So that's where he be coming from. Like I said, like, once again, so y'all can leave me alone. I didn't say I agree with the man. I just said I get it. Jeez. Dang, that was quick 20 minutes. What else I got, man? Check out the channel. I'm putting some more things and I'm starting doing moto vlogs. Everybody know me, I love riding my bike, so I'm just giving some motorcycle advice on there. I got a pretty good response to that because a lot of people like the videos that I do. So that's cool. Check that out. I'm still going to have a podcast on the YouTube, but you can find it on the iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play Music, and we're going to be trying to get it on Spotify. So go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you guys subscribe, man. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, comment, let me know, talk to me, email me, all that stuff. Follow me on the social media, JAY3ASY. Let's make it happen, man. So that's it for me this week. Hit me up. You feel? Till next week. Peace.